Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, George Harris and I duke it out. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, it's wonderful to be back.
And also, I got to mention Alien Tequila, Fubar Tequila, Mundo at Mingo, you are the ultimate entrepreneur.
Well, I'm trying to entrepreneur, I can tell you that, but this government doesn't make it easy.
All right, well, let's get into issues right away. You know, as we've talked about on this program before, you have had several conversations with Donald Trump, private conversations, and you know, the discussion now is that there are two Donald Trumps. There's the one that is out there, and then, as Ben Carson says, there's the much more cerebral, thoughtful Donald Trump. Who have you been talking to?
I talked to the cerebral Donald Trump. He's very cerebral, very smart guy. We have a lot of disagreements, but the thing is, you can sit down and disagree with him and talk to him. And I want to point out, you know who else has been a quiet, for over 2 years, guy in the background for Donald Trump is Steve Wynn. He's been counseling him for almost 2 years.
All right, so that
we weren't allowed to say anything before that.
Okay, but I mean, is he going to publicly acknowledge that?
He's already done it. He's been on, he was, when he won the Nevada thing, he came to the thing. He's been on national news.
And well, and it's interesting because there's a close relationship between Phil Ruffin of Treasure Island, who hosted Donald Trump at his events.
Well, Ruffin and Trump are best friends.
Right. And that's sort of been the saving grace for me with Donald Trump, is between all the crazy stuff, I know that these people who are very smart.
Whoa, stop yourself, because you're embarrassing yourself right now. What crazy stuff? Give me two examples
of
crazy stuff.
We're going to build a wall,
right?
And the Mexican government is going to pay for it. That is crazy, and it's stupid, and it's not going to happen. But sadly,
I totally disagree with Donald on that point. I said, listen, why would you build a wall? You have technology. You don't need to build a wall. You can send drones down there. You can do everything. But to sit down with the Mexican government and have a conversation of, listen, we all have to work together to ensure that our borders are secure. I promise you, if you go to Mexico right now, Sam, and you stay over the lot of time that you write down that you're going to stay there, they're going to come to whatever hotel you're at, and they're going to say, why are you still here?
But there's also the issues along the Mexican border of towns that are literally, they're two towns across the river, mm-hmm. but they're really one community. And people travel backward and forward. And, you know, is anybody planning to really divide those communities like we see in Israel, for example,
Look,
between the Israelis and the Palestinians?
The discussion should be, do we need to protect the borders of the United States of America against terrorism? Because that is the true problem.
So explain to me then why Ted Cruz says, I'm not going to worry, on this program said, I'm not going to worry about the Canadian border because we don't have a problem with the Canadian
border.
Well,
Ted Cruz then shouldn't be president because a Canadian border is a higher risk than the southern border.
But you know where the highest risk is, right?
The highest risk is on the coast of up around Washington State.
No, the highest risk is people coming here on tourist visas that can afford a plane ticket, can afford to come into this country, get a visa. And that's where most people overstay their visas,
that's,
by the way.
But that's not the high risk. The high risk is
really?
Terrorism. The high risk is terrorism.
The 9/11 hijackers all came here legitimately.
And they were here. But the new risk and the new problem is who's going to come into the country with a dirty bomb? And it's not if it's going to happen. It's when it's going to happen.
But we have as much concern about that with domestic terrorism as we've ever dealt with external terrorism, short of 9/11.
Sam, we don't have assets. Our assets around the world are on the ground. Human assets on the world have been depleted because unfortunately, Congress, the White House, the guys that are supposed to, and they've depleted budgets that have stopped us to have on-the-ground assets. So we don't have the kind of information we used to have. And the on-the-ground assets are better than actual technological assets.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with you, but I think that's not a financial situation. That's an area where our government agencies have not developed people, for example, that can speak Farsi, that can speak...
Oh, we have.
We have some, but,
Sammy,
but
we
not...
Sammy, we have a lot more than you know. Take my word for it.
Well, it doesn't appear so.
Well, I'm telling you we do.
Are you somebody who looks at the American military and joins in with others on the Republican side saying, the Obama administration is, you know, taking away all the money, we got the worst military, we need to build things back up again? Because I look at our U.S. military and go, it's pretty amazing.
First of all, we have an amazing U.S. military. We have a group on the Joint Chiefs that have gone from, you know, ground assets to saying, no, we only need to have high-tech assets, and we can cover and protect just as much. And it's a wrong philosophy. It doesn't work. And maybe some of those guys need to go back to war college, you know? And this isn't about cutting budgets, because I don't know that the White House has been able to cut budgets. You know, the White House, the purses are controlled by Congress. So if you're going to blame anybody, blame Congress. But our military, we need to...
You don't think of the military as weak, do you?
No, our military is not weak.
All right, let's take a break. More with George Harris when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with one of my best friends, George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. All right, so to you, Donald Trump is going to be the nominee?
I don't see a path where he's not going to be the nominee. And look, Sam, the establishment is, they are like they've climbed up a large tree, jumped off the tree, and smacked every branch on the way down. This is how stupid they're being, because let me tell you, be for what's going to be. You know, they didn't want to pay attention, but, you know, this is a lot like reading poetry. You know, the truth is like reading poetry. Nobody likes to read poetry. You know what I'm saying?
The truth is that
the people, Donald Trump is just the tool. This is the people that are so angry. And the more people go on TV, Lindsey Graham, who's a clown, goes on TV and says, you know, the guy said that Ted Cruz was the evil empire, was, you know, marked him to Darth Vader and Satan. And now he's like best friends with the guy. That's what people are sick and tired of. They're sick and tired of the disingenuousness of politicians. The Senate guys are scared because they don't know what to do because, you know, they've got 10 seats, 9 seats up that are really tough seats. And they're thinking, you know, what are we going to do with Donald Trump? And then the guys running, who they don't know to run away from Donald Trump or run to Donald Trump. But I can tell you this, I've been all over the country, and I've seen from Marco Rubio to Ted Cruz to Bobby Jindal, and I've seen 300 people at rallies. I've seen 500 people at rallies. I've seen 800 people at rallies. I've been to 8 Donald Trump rallies. I've seen 10,000, 14,000, 27,000, 31,000.
Do you think it's time for the rhetoric to be toned down?
No. It's politics. Who cares?
Are you concerned about, you know, the potential levels of violence that are occurring?
Look, the violence is occurring because the far left is blocking roadways.
Did you think it's the far left or the centrist left?
I don't think it's the centrist left. I think it's the far left. Look, guys in the middle...
Bernie Sanders rather than Hillary Clinton?
The guys in the middle are sitting at home, and they're going to go vote. And when they go vote, the lunchbox Democrats are going to go vote for Donald Trump. And here's why. It's a very easy scenario. They look at Ted Cruz, and they look at Marco Rubio's out now. Or they look at Kasich, and they look at Trump, and they go, Kasich and Cruz have endorsed the back of checks their entire lives. Donald Trump has been signing the front of checks his entire life. This is a guy who knows how to create jobs. And is he going to do it boisterous like a bowling ball in a china closet? Probably. I'm a bowling ball in a china closet.
Yeah, but you're not running for president.
I know, but that's what all great entrepreneurs do. Great entrepreneurs are loud and boisterous, and they go out and they get stuff accomplished, you know? Guys like Ted Cruz are going to make all these promises. And this is why Donald Trump's got such an array of people supporting him now, because people don't believe any of these politicians.
What do you make of Bernie Sanders and his success so far?
Bernie Sanders is a Donald Trump for the other side. That's all. People are so... Look at Donald Trump. Look at Bernie Sanders. Look at Hillary Clinton. Look at Ted Cruz. They don't believe either one of those politicians. And these guys are their saviors to say, look, we don't believe in that idea. We just don't.
Are you looking forward to potentially a Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton series of debates? Personally, I'm going to buy the popcorn.
Look, if it's half as fun as the Republican debates have been, it'll be fantastic. And it's good for the country. Look, once in a while, we need to pour some chlorine into the pool to clean the gene pool out.
All right, let's take a break. On that note, more with George Harris when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. Sharon Angle, Joe Heck, interesting primary.
Sharon Angle ought to be ashamed of herself.
Why?
Because this is all being done, and I know Sharon and I like her, but this is being done for her ego. You know, she cannot point to anywhere that Joe Heck hasn't been a good congressperson, a conservative congressperson, someone who is concerned about the voters. But Joe's got bigger problems, because you have not heard one word on Joe on Donald Trump, and those questions are going to start coming. And Catherine Masto is you know, she's not... I don't know why everybody thinks that she's just going to be such a pushover, because I don't see that happening.
And the voting voters in that district are fairly evenly divided. So this is going to be one of the barn burners.
It's going to be a barn burner. I think Joe will pull it out, but I think I think Sharon could be the spoiler, just like John Kasich's the spoiler right now.
How much do you think it's going to be in terms of dollars spent in Nevada? You think it's going to be $30 million per side?
No.
Plus more from... Third parties?
You know what? I think that you're going to see maybe upwards. I don't think it's going to be that expensive of a race.
Really?
I think that race is going to come in on both sides around $25 million.
But now the effect of the third party money. You know, I know, for example, TV stations in Reno were blown away by how much money came in for the caucus.
Right.
I mean, it was literally 7-8 times as much as they had budgeted for. So you don't think we're going to see that kind of third-party money coming in? This is one of the most important
races.
You're
going to see third-party money coming in on the presidential side. This U.S. Senate race isn't going to be the Senate race to decide if the Republicans control the House or the Senate.
But when it's so evenly divided.
Well, I just don't see it. I think Joe's problem right now is Sharon Angle. Sharon Angle's a spoiler, and she ought to be ashamed of herself.
Let's talk about...
If she had a chance to win... It'd be a different discussion, but she doesn't have a chance to win.
But of course she believes she does.
Of course. So. Look, anybody that runs for office, Michelle Fiore believes that she sees a path to the White House. Okay?
Politicians. Well, maybe CD3.
Politics, no. No, I mean any politician believes when they're elected to the assembly that they see a path in their future to the White House. Okay? Politics is a beauty contest for ugly people. You know what I'm saying?
Let's talk about man, I'll be putting out your cell phone number after the show.
I'm fine.
CD3.
Right.
So you got Michael Robeson, Michelle Fiore, Andy Matthews, Danny Tarkanian. It seems, I was surprised, and I asked Michelle Fiore this herself. It seems like there's such a split between Robeson and the traditional side of the Republican Party, and then all of these outliers. Danny Tarkanian, I think, has raised a phenomenal amount of money, but it's going to end up with the vote being split between Fiore and Danny and then Andy Matthews, formerly of MPRI.
Well, that's a really fantasizing thought process you have there that's not going to happen. I prefer Andy Matthews. He's a friend of mine. Danny Tarkanian's going to beat everybody and beat him handedly. Michael Robeson can't win in a Republican primary. He's not a Republican. A majority of his money, over 80% of all his money, has been raised by Democrats. He's under investigation right now for his PACs. But he's not an honest guy. And it's time to let him stay at home.
And you think Danny's going to be the one that comes out of that?
Danny will come out of that.
CD4, Ruben Kiwan, Susie Lee. Ruben is Senator Reid's choice, but Susie Lee has a lot of money.
We don't know how Susie Lee's going to come out. I mean, and I noticed that you didn't mention Lucy Flores, but Lucy Flores is a pit bull chihuahua.
But there's no money there.
Well, don't listen. That girl will walk every. That girl's the Frances Allen of the Democrat Party. She'll walk and knock on every door and visit every single person. She'll do it.
But she didn't make it in the lieutenant governor's race doing exactly the same thing.
No, but you know, look, Ruben Kuhn's a favorite in that race. He's a nice guy. I don't know if his relationship to Rubio's going to hurt him. So, you know.
Crescent Hardy, with all the fighting on the other side, and obviously they're going to be ripping each other apart, does this open a pathway for Crescent Hardy to retain his seat?
I think Crescent Hardy's going to retain his seat anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I write
really
that down?
Well, you can write it
data?
Down.
Data?
You can write it,
it
down. He's, first of all, there's going to be a lot of money there for him. He's done a good job. And
he's taken some very centrist positions within the district.
Right. He's taken centrist positions, but he's actually done a good job. So he'll probably stay in that seat.
By how much of a victory?
Oh,
a thin margin?
I think everybody's going to be surprised. I think the presidential race is going to be a landslide, and I think every other race in the nation is going to be barn burner.
So if Trump brings out enough new people,
do you know, we're thinking maybe right now, it's estimated, then the number could be over 12 million so far of new people.
Irv Nelson,
nationally.
Irv Nelson versus Victoria Seaman, Senate District
wow.
6.
No, it's like, you know.
Isn't that a fight over the commerce tax?
It's a fight over the commerce tax, and you know, she voted against it. He voted for it. I'm not a fan of Victoria's, but she'll squeak by in that race. But the D's will take that seat back.
Really? And where do you see control of the legislature?
If you were asking me this back in June, I would have said that the D's were going to win in a landslide because. The presidential race. You're asking me now, with Donald Trump bringing in all these new people, the amount of people that showed up to the caucuses in Nevada, it's going to be, no one's going to be able to tell.
Turn our topic to recreational marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on this?
I don't think it happens until 2021.
Why?
Because I think...
Because now the liquor industry is on board with the three-tier system?
First of all, that's not a good thing. For the marijuana industry, because that just adds cost to delivery.
They rolled over. I talked to the Marijuana Policy Project when that first came out,
right.
And I said, how are you with this? They said, we're fine, because the liquor industry was going to fight us with millions of dollars, and now they're going to support it.
It doesn't matter. It's still another cost. But it's not about... It's just the complication of marijuana. First of all, you have enough people... I wish they would... It's legal now. And if it's legal, do what the other states are doing. You know, legalize it tomorrow. It's, you know, there's a lot of problems. But the county, the city, the state, you saw the process going through just to get what's open. They just don't have, they don't have the capacity to, they just don't have the capacity to react quickly.
When you say who doesn't have...
I'm talking about the state and the county and the cities, you know, and they're fighting now. The city's fighting with the state, and, you know, the city and the counties are fighting with the state, and they all forget, oh, wait a minute, we're only here because the state gave us a church.
All right, but let me ask you this. Tig Sagerblum was on the program, mm-hmm. and he said this is going to be a big tourist attraction, recreational marijuana.
I don't know. Does that... who knows? Has it been a big tourist attraction in Colorado?
Seems to be.
It's been phenomenal. They just dismissed the cases against the state of Colorado from the other states day before
right,
yesterday.
Right.
So,
well, the Supreme Court didn't want to hear it.
Right. Well, that's might as well. So, I would say, yeah, it'd be a great boon for tourism. Question is, do the casinos want it?
Well, they don't really get to have a say because they are the state goes by federal rules, and that's
right.
why none of the casino owners or licensees were able to get marijuana licenses because the Gaming Control Board said, not going to happen. We're out of time. Please come back soon.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure.
I appreciate it.
That seat is warm. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
If you're suffering with diabetes, taking metformin, and being told insulin is now necessary, you need to get a copy of this free consumer report before it's too late and dialysis is your only option. Find out why these medications actually make things worse and why your doctors can't tell you about the most successful treatment that doesn't require any drugs or surgery. To get the free report many doctors don't want you to see, call the Consumer Education Hotline now, toll-free at 1-888-260-1919 and listen to the 24-hour recorded message.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you have more payday loans than you can afford to pay back? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, you may be eligible for a program that payday loan companies don't want you to know about. Let Payday Debt Relief help you out of the payday loan nightmare. Payday loan companies usually trap low-income consumers into paying rates as high as 700%. We understand that people can sometimes take on more than they can handle when it comes to payday loans. So if you have two or more payday loans, call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977. It doesn't matter if you're behind, late on payments, or if your wages are being garnished. We accept everyone with payday loans into our program. We even have a solution for people with too many internet payday loans. And the payday loan nightmare by getting payday lenders out of your bank account today. Call Payday Debt Relief at 1-800-600-7977. That's 1-800-600-7977.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around, and trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.